Hello, Ann. How are you?
Good morning, Dick Furton. And I was just telling your crew there, your people, that the last time you invited me on your show was about 25 years ago when you woke me up. You called me. I was asleep. You called me, and, you know, this was back in my sports days. I can't remember what you were talking to me about, but I have no idea what I said because I was literally half asleep, so I'm awake this time, Dick.
Chances are, if it were yesterday, Ann, I wouldn't remember what I called you about. Don't worry about that. Fascinating article that Ann wrote for the Free Press regarding Christine Beatty and, of course, the mayor. And it started out, thank heavens for Judge Paula Humphreys, presiding judge of the 36th District Court. Why should we thank heavens for Paula?
We should thank heavens for her bringing some sanity to the outrageous actions by Magistrate Steve Lockhart last Friday when he decided to, I guess, teach Christine Beatty a lesson by hauling her into court and basically ordering her to wear an electronic tether, tell her that she could not leave the state for absolutely any reason, and gave her a lecture about royalty. And, you know, this just pushed me over the edge, and actually it's something that women around Southeast Michigan have been seething about for weeks because it was the most blatant example of the dramatically different consequences that the male leader, Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, and the female leader, Christine Beatty, have been suffering as they go through this situation. Now, I got to say, I have no sympathy for the mess either one of them got them into. But you can't ignore the blatant differences about what's going on. You know, she's out of a job, has two young children to support. Her career and reputation are in shambles, resigned within days, you know, of this whole thing exploding. And he is still, you know, wearing all of the benefits of his supposed royalty and, you know, basically insisting that he's doing the work of God. And this is outrageous.
And as you said, it is. In the article, you said that the Kwame Kilpatrick actually had the gall to say that Beatty had to go.
Yeah, that was so
I mean, why did she have to go, and yet he won't go?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And who knows if she resigned or if he actually told her she had to go. The fact is that he was her boss, you know. Through this whole thing, he had all the cards. You know, he was in the position of power. She was dependent upon him for her financial security. And if any woman ever thinks that, you know, she's going to win in a situation like that, she's absolutely not.
Yeah. Well, he's getting his paycheck, and as you say, getting all the stuff. In fact, he left town and went to Dallas, didn't he?
To T.D. Jakes Church.
Yeah, the minister down there for counseling or something, or trying to get money, although he claims he wasn't going for money. They released a PR piece that said, we are not donating to any fund for
Kwame.
That's right.
Where was his tether? That's my question, you know?
Yeah. They don't have a big enough one.
Well, she was threatened with a tether just for buying the tickets.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, that she did not even leave town, you know. I mean, that's a great point to make, is that what happened is they both supposedly have to alert the court if they were going to leave. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she did alert the court, but she made the grave error, which she was punished for by this judge, of buying her airline tickets before she alerted the court that she was going to go to try to begin to have some conversations about possibly finding a job again. You know, she's a woman on her own at this point, divorced now, and has two young daughters to support.
Now, she also doesn't have a expensive Chicago lawyer representing
her.
Exactly.
Where's her $700 an hour lawyer? And I don't see, you know, a lot of people lining up to raise funds to rally around her. I mean, she's really been, and once again, she's not my candidate for the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame.
No.
Right.
But, once again, you know, she's been basically discarded like yesterday's newspaper, and everyone is still dancing around, allowing him to continue on as if he's going to tough this out.
Well, and with
and
that,
you know, it's funny because I think a lot of women are guilty of doing this too. In other words, supporting the mayor over her. Wouldn't you agree with that, Ann?
Well, yes, I do agree with that, and I think a lot of that has to do with culture. You know, we are all victims of our culture, and I wish I could speed up history, but this is where we are today. But I think it's really important for us to, you know, look at this and see what we're doing. And, you know, the big tradition of what women are supposed to do is to stand by their man. Now, I've never seen a man standing by his woman. when this kind of situation happens.
No.
Right. Yeah.
No,
all right.
I won't live that long.
You got a whole lineup of women that have stood by their men, mostly governors of various states and the politicians, the senators, and so forth. And it's like a lineup of these women that have been standing beside their guy, you know.
Well, that's what they're supposed to do, you know. I mean, even Hillary Clinton, her highest, favorability ratings ever were when she stood by Clinton after the whole Monica Lewinsky mess.
That's right. Well,
and
I remember.
With all this in mind and with what you're seeing, are you surprised that Christine Beattie hasn't stepped up and kind of thrown Mayor Kilpatrick under the bus in that she's tried to cut a deal with,
he's too
with him worthy?
There's still time.
I'm waiting for that to happen.
Well, there's a lot of speculation about what's really going on behind the scenes, and I wouldn't be surprised sometime down the line to see Christine Beattie file a sexual harassment suit.
Yep.
Plenty of lawyers who would take that one.
That's a good point.
We have not seen the last of this, and the only thing that I just wanted to bring to people's attention is to watch how this is playing out in terms of the gender inequities, imbalances about how a male leader and a female leader are treated, and it's an example of where we still are in our society. It goes on every single day in the professional world, and we just really need to stand up and cry foul and say, hey, hold on, equal treatment here.
You know what?
Well, the women on the show brought this to my attention. They were livid when they read your column.
Jackie,
how about the double standard?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was fabulous. And even when it isn't a person in power, if you take, which I hate to bring up, but Debbie Stabenow's husband, what he did, he makes a deal and gets off, and the prostitute who's 19 years old is going to end up in trouble. Not that what she's doing is right, but we always seem to go after the woman and not after the guy. And it's bizarre.
Andor, this is Coleman Young.
Coleman.
Can I ask you a question?
Well, nice to hear from you. It's been a long time.
I was a big fan of yours. Be honest. Don't you miss the purity of the Coleman administration?
I mean, I never thought I'd live to see the day.
I mean, listen,
that's right.
I do.
I am disgusted and offended on behalf of all women all over the city. This just nauseates me.
Thanks
for joining us this morning, and congratulations on a great call.
Yeah, we enjoy your work, Ann. Okay. Fabulous.
Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thanks, Ann.
Bye-bye.
It's Ann Doyle, and you remember that Ann, her dad was Vince Doyle, used to be a sports guy here in town on WWJ Radio.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if she gets paid as much as the male columnists at the...
You have to ask.
Yeah, that's right.
I bet she fights for it.